Every parent naturally wants their children to grow up happy and healthy. Like any busy mother, Yesenia Figueroa finds it a challenge to make sure her kids eat a balanced diet every day and also get plenty of exercise. Watching her 7-year-old daughter on the playground, Evelyn Pino has similar worries. These mothers aren't alone with their worries. Obesity rates in the United States are skyrocketing, with 2 out of 3 adults and 1 in 3 children estimated to be significantly overweight. It is a problem that can dramatically increase the risk of developing life-threatening diseases. And it can also contribute to many chronic health problems. The good news is that obesity can be prevented, and likely reversed, with a commitment to a few lifestyle changes. The American Academy of Pediatrics have developed special guidelines for obesity prevention that can be easily remembered with the numbers 5210. The 5210 guidelines for a healthy lifestyle are 5 fruits and vegetable servings each day, 2 hours or less each day of screen time, which includes TV, movies, computer, and video games, 1 hour of physical exercise, and 0 sodas or sugar-sweetened beverages. Getting your children in the habit of snacking on fruits and vegetables will increase the chances of them making smart choices away from home. Keep in mind that a serving of fruit juice is not equal to a serving of the actual fruit, which is rich in fiber. Fiber can improve digestion of food and help lower your risk of diabetes and heart disease. Not only does juice leave out the fiber, it also makes your stomach feel less full, as this demonstration dramatically illustrates. As this demonstration with a sock dramatically illustrates. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no television time for toddlers younger than 2 and suggests limiting TV and computer games to less than 2 hours a day for older children. Making sure there's no TV in your child's bedroom and making sure the TV is off during dinner time is a good start. Getting exercise doesn't require any fancy health clubs or equipment. Food cans make great substitutes for hand weights, and often all that's required is the willpower to get outside and take a brisk walk. In neighborhoods that may be dangerous for children to roam, organized community fitness programs offer a safe and worry-free environment where the sole focus can be the exercise. It's hard to believe, but there are 17 teaspoons of sugar in just 1 20-ounce soda, enough to fill half the bottle. Natural fruit juice also contains a tremendous amount of sugar and should be limited to a 4 to 6 ounce serving a day. Whether they come from cola or fresh squeezed orange juice, excess sugars all turn to fat. The most healthy zero-calorie drink is water. Kids should be served only water or milk at meals starting at 4 months of age, and they are far more likely to drink water if they see their parents drinking it. A little creativity with flavor also helps. Portion control is also vital to staying fit and healthy. Getting exercise every day does not give you permission to eat as much as you want. Check the serving size on nutrition labels. A good rule of thumb is that a serving is generally equal to the amount of food that can fit in your palm. Reducing your food intake may be as simple as the psychological trick of eating out of smaller bowls or off smaller plates. Years of bad habits likely won't vanish overnight. If they did, there wouldn't be an obesity problem. But even tiny steps can put you on the path to a happier and healthier life.